With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Karen, and it's Saturday, 12 noon, and we'll get started with the show. And area code 561, you're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Lena from Florida. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself, Gina?
Okay. I wanted to ask you when you might see me moving.
Okay. Well, you've been having financial difficulties?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, that's going to take precedence, and you know that.
Yeah, I can't move until I get a job secure.
Right. So I know that that's going on. So, you know, from that standpoint, just keep plugging away because there are jobs out there to be had. The problem is they've got us by the neck, okay?
Yeah, I know.
So, in other words, you know, we've got to kind of do what they want us to do rather than what we would really like to do.
Yep.
You know, so you're going to have to kind of take what you get.
I haven't been able to find anything that's worth my while to go off unemployment. Everything's part-time. When I figure it out, it's
right.
Unemployment.
Yeah, they're doing that so that they don't have to pay employee benefits.
Yeah.
You know, and they're trying to force the hand of the employee. And this is why people are so frustrated and so afraid.
Yeah, because they want you to do three jobs, too. It's not just like bookkeeper or secretary anymore. It's office manager, receptionist, three, four jobs for $10 an hour.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. They've got us by the neck.
It's terrible. I mean, the job interviews I go on, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I've been working for over 30-something years, and they want me to, you know, like, work for, like, you know, pay I made back in the 80s.
Right. You know, this is what I know is going on in your life. So what I'm telling you is right now you're going to have to settle until things get better.
Mm.
And, you know, I know that's not what people want to hear, but that's just the reality of things today.
I mean, when do you see me getting a job that is going to be worthwhile to go off unemployment? I mean...
You'll actually find something within the next month or so, okay? And it's still going to be the same type of thing where you're going to have to do several jobs at once.
Yep. I mean, I've done this before where I had to, you know, wear different hats, but I was paid, you know, decent pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't mind if you got to answer the phones and do this and do that. But now they want you to take on a whole company, run their whole business for $10 an hour.
Right, and that's just the economy today.
It's really humiliating.
So we're going to have to lower our standards a bit.
Yeah.
You know, because it's showing us what's most important. You know, but then we have to deal with our survival.
Yeah.
You know, and we've gotten used to a certain mode of living.
I mean, I've been able to supplement my income through my school. I go to school at night. If it wasn't for my school, I don't know where I would be. Because that's been holding me afloat with my student loans and financial aid. But
mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if I didn't have that, I don't know what would happen to me.
Yeah, and that's the deepest fear, you know, is how things are going to be handled. But you're going to have to take what is offered to you in order for the better to come in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought, you know, I keep looking on the school website because a lot of times they have, you know, entry-level jobs there. That's for, like, the same pay list is. And at least they would understand I'm going to school. You know, I would like to get something, even in a doctor's office, to, something that could coincide with my school. And I think, you know, then I wouldn't mind being paid, you know, such a low pay because I would be learning as I'm going to school and still making a little money.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't make me feel so bad because I would feel like, well, I'm learning and I'm still at entry level. I'm going to school and, you know, they're flexible with my schedule. Yeah, that's really what I would like, but I don't know if that's going to come to pass.
Well, you've taken care of yourself for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got the wherewithal, okay? And you've got the stamina.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, I know everybody's tired because they're worried.
Yeah, it's like wearing me down because I can't even, you know, I don't have the type of family that I could call up and say, hey, can you help me out? I can't make my electric or this or that. I've had to turn to churches and, you know, and it's not easy when you're very independent and you have to swallow your pride and ask somebody for some assistance through the churches before your own family would help you.
Well, you will be offered something. I would take it, you know, because it does lead to something better later on.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be in the healthcare field or just any old job?
No, you're specifying for the healthcare field, so that's eventually where you're going to wind up.
Oh, but not when I get this other job.
You'll eventually wind up in the healthcare field.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant I had to wait a while before that came through.
No.
Mhm. Yeah, I mean, the only thing I don't have is the healthcare background. I mean, the healthcare experience.
Yeah, but you'll build that.
Mhm. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and have a good day. All right.
Bye bye.
Choose a good day. Okay, we have a Skype caller. You're on the air. Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
My name is Tanya and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Tanya. How are you today?
I'm great. How about you?
Great, but worried?
My question is, I'm relocating to Florida to go be with someone, and I want to know how the relationship is going to progress.
Well, so far it's been good. You know, you've been doing everything via the phone.
I'm sorry?
I said so far it's been going well by phone.
Well, he just relocated there. We were living together here, and then he left in the 29th of December.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaving in 2-3 weeks to go down there.
Right. So you've been together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know it's a big move, and I know it's scary, but it's going to go fine.
I hope so, because right now he's, like, not talking to me. He's upset about something. Don't know what, but he's upset.
Yeah. You know, people are going through a lot of changes, you know, mm-hmm. and their lives are going topsy-turvy.
Okay.
You know, so once you get down, once you get settled in, it will begin to settle itself. Okay? Now, about a month into the thing, you'll miss being home in New Jersey. Okay? but that'll pass.
Yeah, I've lived
okay,
here all my life.
Change is difficult.
Okay.
You know, so as long as you're prepared for that, you'll do fine.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, I'm thinking positive about it. No negative thoughts. You know, I leave my job here in 2 weeks to go down there, but I'm thinking positive on the job market too and everything else.
Mhm. So you'll create the good energy that you need in order to make that move.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
So keep on with the positive thoughts.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. Area code 212, you're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My first name is Anna, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Anna, how are you doing?
Great, thank you. I have a question. I had a job doing some things for this lady. It was great. But she didn't call me anymore for this week, and I was wondering if I'm going to be working there again and how.
You've been doing housework for her?
I've been doing babysitting, yes. It's in the house.
And taking.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, and she decided to take a little time off.
No, there was another babysitter that was going to leave, but then she came back and I said, you know, what's the situation? I would like to, you know, I heard that she's back, the old babysitter, and what's the situation? And then she said that she was going to work with the other babysitter because she had prepaid her already, so...
Okay, but you'll eventually be working for this woman again.
Yes. So I should just move on.
I would move on, but then when she calls, if you definitely want to stay with her, you'll be able to do that at that point.
Right. I'm not going to wait for her to call me. Do you see me finding anything else in the meantime?
Yes, you keep sending your feelers out. Okay, you're not going to be out of work long.
No. I don't think so either.
I want you to follow your feelings that way. Okay?
Okay.
Because you're picking up the right information.
Okay.
And just trust yourself.
Okay, yep, that's good. Yeah, I will do that. And thank you.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day, all right?
All right, bye.
Okay, take care. It looks like area code 229. You're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi.
Looking for work?
No. I'm looking to see what's going on my job. Seems like some of the employees that I work with seem like they're ganging up on me, and I just want to know how long I'm going to be there, and are they going to back off from me?
Yeah, right now they're trying to put all the load on you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and they're trying to stretch you to your limit.
Okay.
So you know this, and you know you need to set a bit of a boundary.
Okay.
But they like your work there. Okay, they don't have an issue with your work.
Why are they trying to, like, do what they do? Like, some of the other the guys that I work with on the unit, it's at a hospital at night. And why are those guys are, you know, they're doing really bad stuff, but I haven't reported them, but they're doing bad stuff on the job. And do you see any of them leaving or getting fired?
That's something you're going to have to bring to the surface, okay, because they know you know.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and so what they're doing is they're using intimidation. That's why they're dumping all the load on you.
So is my immediate supervisors, are they going to stand by me if I report them or... How it's going to end up, I mean, what I need to do.
Well, deep inside, you know it needs to be reported because of some of the stuff that's going on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it deals with the drugs on the unit.
Oh, my God. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you know this. It's what?
It's like three guys that definitely have, you know, they constantly, you know, trying to slander my name around the unit, different units at the hospital. And, you know, one of the guys, his name is Tremaine. And the other one
mm-hmm.
is Keith. It's Keith and Michael. And there's some more, but, you know, they all like, you know, I do a great job, and what is the outcome of that's going to be? If I'm going to be there longer or get a promotion, or how is that going to play out?
Well, if you go to the right supervisor, if you can't trust your supervisor, try and talk to another one.
Yes, ma'am.
And get their feedback.
Yeah, like my supervisor, the other supervisor, she's real nice to me. Her name is Brandy. Is that the one I need to really sit down and talk to?
Yeah, I would tell her what difficulties you're having and get her take on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I know they like your work there. These coworkers can do whatever they want. But as long
right.
as you maintain your ethics and your pride,
yes, ma'am,
they won't be able to touch you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Will I be getting a promotion anytime soon? You see that?
That once this gets handled and it gets underway, you should probably be promoted.
Okay, how soon?
Well, because you're hesitant, because you don't really want to make waves because you're having enough difficulty with them, you know,
right.
It depends on when you decide to open your mouth.
Okay. So you those three guys that I mentioned, do you see them leaving that place, finding another job or another area?
Well, by the time the investigation goes through, you may find that they're let go.
Whoa, okay. Yes, ma'am. Because I'm just, you know, I go to work and I do my job and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find me a car and there's just so much on me right now. So I'm trying to, you know, finish up school this year. With my degree in middle grade education. I'm scheduled to graduate this December. Do you see that happening for me?
Yes, I do. You were a man that followed the church?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then life got busy and you dropped away from it, but you're still a church-going man.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you've got the grace there.
Okay. I want to start going back to church, and my vehicle, the transmission went out in it, and that's been almost a year, and I've been catching rides everywhere to work and everywhere. But do you see me getting something, a vehicle, anytime soon?
I see things doing a complete turnaround for you. So all your hard work is eventually going to pay off.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes,
and you're
ma'am.
Looking at a couple months here.
Couple of months. So
mm-hmm.
March, April, May sometime?
Yep, in May.
Okay. You see me getting a vehicle or something to ride in to work and back anytime this month or...
Well, you're close to that now, and you know when you get your school refund, you will have enough to do that.
Yeah, because I'm not scheduled to go back to school until this summer, because I'm a senior now, and I only
mm-hmm.
have about maybe 8 classes left.
Yeah, there's some kind of money coming from the school that'll help you do what you need to do.
Okay. Is it like a grant or something I maybe be getting?
Yes.
At the school, or is I have to apply online for it?
You can do both.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and then once you do that and you get approved, then you'll have enough money to buy yourself a vehicle.
Okay. I was really hoping that I could probably get something this month here, because I'm tired of begging for rides and stuff, and be able to go and do what I have to do.
Right.
But that's not going to take place this time, you know, this month.
Well, like you said, you've got plans in action, and
yes,
you
ma'am.
May get the vehicle sooner, but the other stuff comes in May.
In May, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I started the school in June. Okay, thank you so much. I would love to see, do you do private readings, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I would love to get one from you where I can have a little more time because I know other people online want to talk to you.
Okay, if you call my cell phone number, which is at the top of the board.
Yes, ma'am.
I can schedule that with you.
Okay, is that on the website? What's your website?
Yeah, it's the 809, it's 954.
Wait, just a minute.
802.
Wait, it's 954-804-0472. 0472?
Mm-hmm.
72. Okay. Yes, ma'am. This is your cell number. I can just call you and set up a appointment.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. I need your help.
You're welcome.
Thank
and
you.
And I'll talk to you later, okay, Melvin?
Well, yes, ma'am. Have a blessed day. I'll call you later tonight.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Area code 847. You're on the line. What's your first name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Yes. Hi, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. A little sad. I have my love life. I had to say goodbye to a friend through an email. And I was wondering if I will ever hear from him again or it's just final. I let him go unconditionally.
Sometimes we do that when we don't really feel like it. Yeah. You know, so you followed your heart in one essence because, you know, it wasn't going anywhere fast.
Yeah, he didn't want it to go anywhere, so I respected his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to show that anyways.
Mm-hmm. You know, but it's always hurt to get any type of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's sensitive to our nature, and it makes us feel unwanted.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to be okay with that as well.
Yeah, I don't have a choice, because you have to respect the other person's feelings. If they're throwing out strong comments of stop sending me stuff, then they have to learn their own consequences as well. So I just said, fine. Sorry, I upset you, and you have your wish. I will stop.
Yeah, well, you'll find that eventually he will email you again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's usually what winds up happening,
right.
Especially when he starts to feel a little lonesome.
Right.
Because you accepted him for all that he was.
Yeah. That's right. And he's the one that turned me away. So he's got to accept his consequences.
Right.
He has my
So you're doing the right thing, you know, and now you're going through the grieving spell.
Yeah. Luckily, it didn't go too far into the friendship. It was just beginning. But I've learned to let things go quicker because of the person's choice, so I don't get confused about the other person's behavior. Trying better at letting the other person not confuse you. Differences. Come to a conclusion. Yeah. So. I did leave my phone number,
it's
though.
It's difficult because I'm going to give you a scenario. You've lived with someone 15 years, and they throw you to the street, literally. Okay, what would you do?
I've already had that happen. I simply just always be true to myself, and I took myself and my favorite pet and just starting over for about a year now.
You've been starting over for a year.
Yeah, after that relationship. Mm-hmm. I've had the same scenario.
So how did you get over that one?
I refused to let it get to me because I was mad enough to feel the proper anger. So sometimes anger can be really good when people don't look at.
Yes, it can.
When you piss off a woman who's not in love anymore, look out. Sorry for the word, P word.
No, but it's the absolute truth, you know, and I'm about people getting real with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what if you're having difficulty letting go? What kind of advice would you give that individual?
I'm doing that now. I will not answer his last email, even if it's really enticing. He, you know, if he's got my phone number, so if he's knowing that I'm refusing him and keeping my word, he's got to make all the effort now. I've done my best to try and keep the friendship as a friendship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's his turn to realize if he does or doesn't have real feelings for me. I don't know if he's blocking them or not.
Well, it sounds to me like you've got your head screwed on straight.
Thank you. At least somebody
did. You know, and that, no, seriously, okay, and that you're doing the normal, proper things. You're admitting that you're sad. You know, you're allowing yourself to heal.
Yeah.
You know, so the last one taught you how to let go easier than to give yourself all that pain and aggravation.
Yes, that's right. I don't want any type of commitment that's going to interfere with just being a good person and, you know, having my flaws, being a little possessive when I'm in love. But unconditional at the same time. It's like, okay, if I'm being too much in love then, or too romantic with you, then I'll pull back. At least he communicated mm-hmm. with me, and I appreciated that. But, you know, he's got to discover, you know, that this is what he wants, and, you know, that's what you get.
Yep, you're doing it the right way.
Will there be
so
more
now
than just...
You'll be ready for that new one that walks in.
Oh, cool. So I guess there's no promise of him ever calling me down the road.
So you will eventually hear from him, but by then you'll be engaged with someone else.
Oh, interesting. Sounds good. All kidding.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the insight. It really helps talking about it. So I.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So thank you so much, and have a really good day.
Well, you're quite welcome. And just keep plugging because, you know, eventually you're going to find what you want.
Exactly. Okay, thanks.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah. Area code 229. You're on the air. What is your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Yes, this is Melvin again from Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry,
what's up,
but okay, I missed your number. I think I didn't get it right. Your cell number.
Okay, it's 954.
Okay, that's why I messed up at 954. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, 802-0472.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. But I have just one more question, if you can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I had this friend of mine's, her name is like Clooney, and her and I was like real good friends in college and stuff, and she used to stay with me, but we wasn't intimate or nothing like that, but I started to develop feelings for her. I don't know if she developed feelings for me, but she just stopped talking to me all of a sudden and told me not to stop calling her. And I helped her out, you know, I taught her how to drive, and we'd go out to games and all that. And then all of a sudden, she just, you know, stopped, you know, just completely walked away. Do you see... us bonding back together?
Not right away, because she has got another love interest right now.
Oh, she does? Okay.
Yes. That's what makes it easy for someone to walk away. If they've got someone lined up, then they don't feel as afraid, you know, and they can tell someone to leave them alone or bug off or however they're going to word it.
Yeah,
you know?
She's seeing someone now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is it, is how long has this been going on?
I only got this as recent.
Okay.
You know, so she hasn't known this individual very long.
Does she think about me, or does she feel like she betrayed me or any way, or she want to get back with me?
Like I said, not at this particular point in time, but she will get to that space.
She will?
Yeah.
And when this would probably take place, like...
I told you, a lot of things happen for you in the month of May.
Okay, okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
So you'll no doubt wind up hearing from her again about the same time.
Okay. Well, is there anyone else really like someone that, you know, coming into my life, a female besides her, that's more subtle, I guess?
Now, you have that opportunity when you return back to church.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Things come to you from the church.
Okay. Okay. That's where I got to get. That's why I have to get my vehicle straightened out where I can move around the way I need to.
Yeah, so, you know how you used to sing for God?
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's been a while. But go back to singing for God.
Yeah. I do it around the house and listen to gospel music, and I do that as well, but there's nothing like in church, though, because I feel that fire burning in me. And when
right.
I do go to work, when I do go to work around all these negative people and the guys and stuff, and they going with different girls and all this, and I'm seeing like I'm in the middle of all this, and I don't want to be in that type of environment because I am, like, going to be a teacher, and it kind of messes up my image. That's what they're trying.
Yeah, but it's really not, because you got to remember, you're working for God, and you're working for the people, and you're not working for your coworkers.
Okay, you're right.
As long as you keep that in mind, God will clear your path because you're working for Him.
Right.
And you know this when you do that sing-songing in the house, and that stuff I know that you do, see?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's like, okay, just continue doing that and watch Him open your path.
Okay. Okay. And because I am a football coach, but I haven't been back on the field since 2006. Will that change this season? They start camp like in June of this year. Do you see me
go to the camp in June? And because of your prior work history, yes. That's what I'm saying. You have a lot of things that are going to be opened by God for you. So all you're going to have to do is walk through the door.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you so much.
You're quite
you so
welcome.
Much. God bless you. Thank you so much. And I will be giving you a call sometime. Is this, what state is this, ma'am?
You're calling Florida, Melvin.
Oh, in Florida. Okay. All right. Well, I'll be calling you sometime later tonight.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Okay,
yep,
thank
that'll
you very
be
much.
Fine.
Okay,
you're
thank
welcome.
You. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Area code 301, you're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Helen, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Helen. How have you been feeling?
I'm fine.
Have you gotten over the cold?
I don't have. Well, yes, I got over the cold. A cold recently, yes.
You've had a cold?
I had a cold and it's gone.
Okay. Because I still pick up the residue with a cold.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so even though you're feeling a little better, don't be surprised if you get zapped again.
Okay.
Okay.
time.
Best help you today.
Okay, well, I would like to know about a guy named Michael, and I kind of heard that he may have someone else, and I recently started to get to know him, and I'd like to know, like, what are his thoughts about me, what do he thinks of me, and what's going on with him and his girlfriend, any trouble, anything like that, and what's coming up with me and for him.
Michael's interested in you. He does have an old girlfriend that he's been trying to break up with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's making some success, but not a lot of success yet, because she's very possessive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he also has difficulty when it comes to making up his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but eventually he will do that.
Okay,
so you've got some good chance there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just bear with him until he can try and complete this cycle.
Okay.
You know, and then you'll know a little bit better from there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So take yourself some extra vitamin C, okay, to keep this cold off of you. Because what that is, you know, when you want to speak out something but you're afraid to, that congestion goes into the body. So that's what's been going on.
Okay.
Okay, so yours is just a matter of patience.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
And give me a call back next week and let me know how things have progressed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Bye.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Area code 520, you're on the air? Or 203, I'm not sure which one it is. You're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm 203, and my name is Ann. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay, and how are you doing today? How's the weather?
I'm okay. The weather, it changes. It's getting warmer. It may rain instead of snow. I've been babying a hamstring pull, but sometimes it's even bothering my hip, but now I'm beginning to think maybe it's even bursitis. So, but mostly I'm still doing this on my own. Do you see me being able to just baby it and take care of it myself?
Yeah, you're going to want to do some hot and cold presses.
Okay, I've been doing the hot, but I didn't do the cold.
Okay, rotate them. Because you've got some inflammation from the swelling and the tear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that'll take some of that inflammation out.
Okay, because when it goes into almost like the, you know, the private area there, I was concerned because years ago I had a very minute cyst, but they kept monitoring it and nothing was happening with it. I think this just radiates into that area, and that's why sometimes it feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm actually getting some inflammation.
Okay, of the hamstring?
Of the hamstring.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know what it is, too? I don't stop, even though I don't do a tremendous amount of housework, and I'm way behind in my health. I have a tendency to jump over things, move things, lift things, so that probably doesn't help the situation, I guess, you know.
Well, you keep aggravating it.
Because
you're one of those people that can't sit still.
Even though it doesn't look like it from my house. I was going to say, the other thing that, when you were doing the reading for two people before, I've noticed that it seems like, I don't know whether it's my empathy or just my innate ability to read people, I'm starting to be able to, like what you said to that gentleman was on my mind right before you even said it to him about the woman having someone else and then finding it just came to my mind, church. And when he said football, I kept thinking he's also going to get involved in basketball. So I'm not sure why I'm opening up more at this point, but do you see that too?
Well, you've been spending a lot of time alone.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and when you do that, your perception automatically increases.
Oh.
Okay, because who are you left with but your own thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you work through, and if you're doing positive affirmations and that type of thing, it's going to add to the ability to increase the insight.
Okay.
See, people think that they have to meditate and get all squared away in order to hear, but you actually don't. You'll get these internal knowings, okay? Mm-hmm. And some people are having that increase automatically because of time we're in.
Because of time lag?
Because of the timeline we're in.
Oh, the timeline. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, because everybody is looking at soul survival.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the more we look at soul survival, the more we're driven within.
Okay.
And that's what people don't understand. They don't have to sit there and do all this meditation and quiet down and... Because each and every thought you have is a prayer.
Okay.
You know, this is why we even get some of the negative stuff we think about.
Really? How is that a prayer?
Yeah, because, well, you've got to remember, in spiritual thinking, there is no good and there's no bad.
Okay, that's right. It is what
okay.
it is.
It is what it is. And spiritually speaking, God is not going to deny you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you're thinking and praying, and you don't realize you're praying,
mm-hmm.
you wind up
mm-hmm.
getting some of the things that you don't really want.
Oh, the things that you're afraid of.
The things you're afraid of.
Okay.
They start popping up in your life.
Okay. So you almost have to stay in neutral.
Pretty much, you know, but it's difficult for us as human beings to do that because we're run on emotional adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our emotions have a lot to do with how we think and feel.
Okay. That's good to know. Because, you and I had talked about before, I had a friend who wanted to go into business with me in the metaphysical area. She does other things. But she's been, had a lot of death and sickness going on in the last month. So it's going to take her time to come out of all that, especially her husband. He's in the hospital. So I think she wanted to separate from that relationship. But he's dependent on her for the medical benefits, so it could take a while for her to become independent, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Now, you're still doing a lot of spiritual growth, so
yes.
This is why you've got this going on, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to quiet down and you're trying to unwind, so it's coming to you.
Okay, that's good.
So you're going to need to start keeping a log.
Okay. What?
Well, anything that you get that you think is a little bit out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to give you an example, back in 1989, I started doing paintings of American GIs on camelback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I couldn't understand why I was doing that.
Okay.
You know, and I had oil wells blowing up in the background.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we went into the Gulf War.
Okay.
So it helped me understand what it was I was picking up.
Right, right.
Because I paint, you know, and a lot of my stuff comes through my paintings.
But did you know why they were telling you that then? Would it have made any difference is what I was thinking.
Well, I've seen several things over the years. You know, like in 1989, I picked up the Twin Towers at the same time because I was doing a lot of meditation. And, you know,
yeah.
I told a bunch of friends. And then in 93, when that bomb went off, I said, it's not big enough. There's planes involved.
Oh, wow.
So I was picking way up into the future.
Right.
So your logbook will help you see this, and you'll begin to see the pattern of it.
Pattern in what sense?
Well, in how the premonitions are coming to you.
Okay. Because I do get the little movies sometimes, but those are usually personal things. If it's something that's going to happen, and that has happened to me, but I haven't connected it all yet, sometimes it's even local news. I'll hear the name, the name of the person that was in the accident. And that just happened to me in an angel writing class. I guess that's when it really flipped me. I guessed the person's last name, and then I started to get like a stinging in my chest. I thought it was a bronchial thing, but she told me she had heart condition. So it's almost like two things are going. A lot of things are going on here. And I think this past week, the empathy thing really got me down because I had a friend who had to handle another death in their family, and I was talking to her a lot, and I was trying not to absorb it, but I think I almost started to absorb some of the grief and the stress of the situation because I just got so tired and so stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to find ways to set up boundaries not to absorb so much of either the negativity or the emotions. You know, be able to talk to people because I can be present and help people. I've been told that. Just my being there sometimes helps people. But I'm trying to, some stone, I think some crystal may be able to deflect, not absorb the negativity. I know Jet does that, but I need to research something that will reflect, you know, not back to the person.
Your black obsidian will do that.
Okay.
So if you can get a black obsidian and keep it in your pocket.
The snowflake one?
That'll help that.
The snowflake one or totally black?
Totally black.
Okay, because I've seen the snowflake ones. Okay. I'll have to look.
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to distance yourself from everything that you feel, because what you're actually doing is you are connecting with the individual, because I experience that. When I do intuitive medical readings for people, my body will feel where they hurt.
Okay,
and the black obsidian keeps it at bay, but you'll still feel that.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll know exactly what area that they need help with.
Okay, but I was not even trying to do that.
You don't have to try. When you're a natural empath for people, this is going to happen automatically for you.
Okay.
And because you've been taking the classes and doing the meditation and that type of stuff, you are opening yourself up as a channel.
Okay. So I better go back to the Epsom salts for tonight or something, I guess, huh? Once in a while?
Well, once in a while, that does good to clean you.
Okay. Well, I ask for protection before I do any of this anyway. I try to remember that.
Well, I have a prayer that I use to open myself up. Okay. And I thank God for being my eyes. I thank Him for being my ears. I thank Him for being the words of wisdom that cross upon my tongue, with his truth, not mine and not the other individuals.
Mm-hmm. That's very
but
good.
Most of all, I thank him for being me.
Yes. I think that's what the most important thing is, that this teaches us to be more appreciative of ourselves. Yes.
Yes, it teaches you how to, you know, love self.
Yes.
Even when we go kicking and screaming. You know, because some of us do that. And then when we start having all these things open up, we think we've got to protect ourselves, but we already have.
I don't want to prolong because other people are trying to reach you, but do you find that then what happens to you in terms of relations? Do you need someone in a relationship, like a romantic relationship, that is the same way or you definitely need someone who can understand that, right?
Well, this is what I'm going through personally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm going through a major transformation.
Uh-huh.
My whole background had been spent helping people, doing stuff for the Cincinnati Police Department, you know, helping to find missing children, working with some of the people here in this state, you know, doing talks around South Florida, doing trailers for television, you know, I've been through the whole gamut, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I started painting someone in 1989 that I knew I would someday meet. Well, I wound up living with him for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
okay? And he just threw me out to the street.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So when spirit comes in and it's going to move you, sometimes it moves you real fast and furious.
You're not kidding.
Which it did to me, okay? And I'm finding out how selfish the man has been. How he lied to me over most of that time period.
Wow.
So the individual I thought I had met, you know, that was supportive in my work and what I did, was not really there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got caught up in human emotion.
Okay.
Doesn't make it wrong.
Right.
You know,
right.
So now here I am, looking for, you know, answers.
Right.
And yet knowing that my answer lies with God.
Well, yeah, within. Right.
It lies within. You know, so it also makes me understanding for other people that are going through the same thing.
Right.
You know, so the compassion is there.
Right.
It's not a weakness.
Right.
So, you know, I thank God for what I'm going through. I don't understand it 100%, but I'm going to have to trust it.
Right. I still think it's most of the time it probably winds up being a friend who almost has the same ability or different ability because but with the empathy aside, there has to be, you know, the empathy of emotions, not, you know, for empathy of reading people, but that you are in sync with the other person. And it has
mm-hmm.
to be a relationship that's not out of need or want. It has to be a reciprocal thing, a mutual thing. But we don't always see that in the beginning because of the physical, of the romantic part of it. You're probably right, you know. It overcomes.
Right.
And that can even be, they're telling me, that can even be the past life thing. So I don't totally understand that either, you know. You keep putting people together again, but maybe they weren't meant to be together. I don't know.
Yeah, we were supposed to be as long as we were, and then he just totally changed, you know, and he stopped showing a selfish side, very uncompassionate.
Yeah. Unless there's another person involved that could, you know.
Well, he's got that too.
Uh-huh. That's sometimes in the mix. On the other hand, it could be a wake-up call for you that there's supposed to be something better in the plan for you, and you haven't met that yet.
Right, and that's what it's trying to do, because I've got a lot of people wanting to support me in what I do with helping people.
Hey, Karen. Hi, Karen. This is Carol. Hey, we have a new host that's starting right now, so we have to end the show.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry,
so
Karen.
That's okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Karen. Thank you.
All right. Thank
bye
you.
Bye. Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye.
There you go, Carol.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Have a good day. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.